This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings and District members and listeners. This morning I have the pleasure once again to talk with Diana Moyle, from ASB Bank on scams. As you know, in our last July newsletter, the local police brought to our attention once again on scams, and the big one then is $50 notes floating around. So, good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, Diana, loss of cheques are still a problem to our members. When I say that, every time at a members' meeting, they all say, "Ron, I miss our checkbook." And why do they get us when we go for our over 80 driving test to fill out a 120 and then put a signature on a bit of paper? I thought checkbooks have gone. Can you elaborate a bit more to make these people understand that's history and we've moved on?
We have moved on, and I think we have this question every single year, which just makes me chuckle. But anyway, because there was a lot of fraudulent activity that happened with cheques, as we know. But alongside the rest of the banking industry, we did phase out cheques several years ago when they accounted for less than 1% of payments. So we find that our customers prefer the speed, security and convenience of using online and mobile banking options, which are far more secure and processed way faster than cheques. ASB's Better Banking Workshops help ensure our customers feel confident using digital banking platforms. These workshops are free and provide in-person support with the online banking basics, how to identify frauds and scams, as well as practical tools and advice. And if you do have any concerns regarding payment methods or how to use digital platforms, you can always call our contact centre or their own contact centres, and they will take the time that is required to step-by-step go through the, you know, what you need to do.
Thank you for that, Diana. Yeah, I know it's a pain in the neck, but I still get it, and they even ring up on the phone and waste my time as well. So scams are still out there. What is the position as of today?
Yes, you're right. Unfortunately, both the volume and complexity of fraud and scam attacks continue to increase. Research by the Global Anti-Scam Alliance last year found that almost three quarters of New Zealand adults had experienced a scam in the last year. That's a phenomenal number, isn't it?
That is. What steps can we take to avoid being scammed?
There are some good steps that we can take, but as scammers continue to evolve and use more sophisticated methods, most of the scams still require the victim to take an action. So that means to click on a link, give out personal or banking information, security details like your mum's maiden name, your date of birth. But this also means that you have the ability to help keep yourself safe. If you receive a message, whether that's an email, a text, a phone call that seems a little unusual or off, we recommend that you stop, you check, and you reject. So stop. Does a call, email, or text seem off or too good to be true? The best thing to do is to stop and take a breath. Real organisations will never put you under pressure to act instantly. And they will never ask you to download the third-party software onto your device so that they can help you access your computer remotely. So that's the main thing. Real organisations will never put you under pressure, and often they are ringing and they put you under pressure, and that's a red flag. The second thing is check. Check with someone that you trust, or research the organisation that the message claims to be coming from before engaging with them. Always talk to your bank or another financial professional before making any online investment. Call the company the person claims to be from on their publicly listed number and ask to be transferred to them directly, and this will confirm that they actually do work there. And the third thing is reject. If it's not them, block the texter, delete the email, hang up on the caller, change your passwords. If you think you've been scammed, call your bank immediately because they can help you.
Right, that's excellent advice. And my past experience, I pick it up very quickly that it's a foreign voice on the phone.
Or a delay.
Or a delay. Yeah. And then, of course, me being an ex-retired police officer, I just say, this is monitored with the police station, and next thing it's click, and they've gone before I hang up.
Well, that's probably the right thing to do. My husband likes to engage with them, which is never what I would recommend on air.
No, I agree with you. No, as soon as we sense there, whether it be the foreign language or the fact that they say, I'm just from the Bank of New Zealand or whatever, I then, the penny drops and I then say, this is, call has been monitored to the, directly to the police, and then the phone goes click.
Yeah.
Rightio, now you've sort of covered that semi. I had for my next question, what assistance can banks offer? So you did explain that. So that is still currently, the banks are still, regardless of whether it's ASB, Westpac or whatever, they are still doing a one-to-one for our members, because we're getting new members now that are just coming into the age of retirement and they are unaware that they can go and get that help at a bank.
So, yes, they can with their own banks, but also I advertise my workshops at local libraries. So keep an eye out for that, because you can go onto the ASB website and see which local library is going to be running a workshop, a better banking workshop, and that's me. So
that's free.
They're free to the public, and it doesn't matter who you bank with. The information is very generic and very much the same. So keep an eye out on the library website, and you'll see the workshops that are going to be coming up.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. Thank you for that, Diana.
Sorry, that wasn't in my notes, but you know, that's good to add. But I can also elaborate on what banks are doing, because they are working collaboratively together to see what is they're kind of all pulling together a little bit. So banks have teams of experts constantly keeping across the latest scams, so they are aware. They're developing new technology and responding quickly to keep our customers safe. They have strong fraud detection systems that monitor suspicious activity on our digital network, so often they see things before we do, which acts like a bit of a digital moat protecting our customers. We also work collaboratively with other banks and organisations such as New Zealand Police and telcos to fight fraud. At ASB, we are continuing to invest heavily in people, technology and awareness initiatives to protect Kiwis against fraud, scams, cyber and financial crime. We offer, as I'm sure other banks do as well, the multiple forms of two-factor authentication, which includes the in-app push notifications, a hard token and an SMS. So that's like a short message service, which will send you a short text or a small physical device like a key fob. So that gives you like an extra layer of protection if you use that device before you authenticate any payment. We've also got a really cool thing called Caller Check, which helps to protect our customers from impersonation scams by allowing ASB's customers to confirm that they're actually speaking with someone legitimate from ASB. So when they receive a call from the bank, ASB will send a push notification to their mobile bank, to their internet banking or ASB mobile banking, and they can go on there and check that it's actually ASB calling them. So that's super cool, because what we're seeing is that scammers will often claim that they are working for a bank or working for the bank's fraud team. And so you think you're talking legitimately to them, but if you don't receive that notification in your internet banking or mobile banking app, it is not the bank calling you. We also have an 0800 fraud line, which operates 24/7. So that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call the 0800 fraud team. And we are working with the banking industry to launch confirmation of payee. So this is an added check for customers when making online payments. You're probably familiar with it, but when you go to make an online payment now, you have to put the name of the organisation, the account number, and then it tells you if it's a match. So that is awesome, because a lot of what we were seeing was the scammers were using a business name but a personal account number. So now if there's no match, it'll tell you straight away. Is it a match? Is it a partial match? Or is it no match? Keep in mind, you can override that. You don't. It doesn't prevent you from making the payment, but it's just like another level of, another layer of protection, really.
Right.
And the last thing is we've got here is that our workshops help give practical tips on how to stay safe from scams. They are face-to-face sessions for our customers where they can talk through any concerns and get practical advice. So at those workshops, I will show you the latest scams that you might be seeing online or you might be receiving as a text message, and then you can see. So they're really good. Yeah.
So sadly, with grey power, when it comes to renewal of membership, and us being as old people, we pay sometimes twice. This then caused problems because we then ring, and myself and the treasurer get involved here, and we ring the person, and of course then they think it's a scam and hang up on us. So it's got to that stage there that I've actually physically gone to round on two people and introduced myself and showed the bank statement from Grey Power to say, you've paid here, you've paid there, here's my ID, I am the president. But, so there are some good people out there that think that it is a scam, but no, it's not.
I know.
All right. Are older people more likely to be scammed? I know what your answer is going to be.
Yes and no. It is important to note that anyone and everyone can become a victim of a scam. They do not discriminate. Scammers do not discriminate, and they will take money from whoever is willing to give it to them. However, we do find that our customers over the age of 50 are most likely to report scams, as they often suffer the largest financial losses. So a lot of it goes unreported, but our customers over the age of 50 are more likely to report it.
Right, so the message here, ladies and gentlemen and listeners, is if you do get scammed and it might only be for $15 or $10, please get in touch with your bank.
Report it.
Because it helps them to do a dossier and know what's out there.
Yeah, helps us to keep on top of what the latest scams are.
Good, thank you.
We need to know about it. Never be embarrassed or ashamed because it could happen to any one of us, and it does.
It does. All right. What are the latest and the most common schemes?
Okay, so the latest one at the moment is the impersonation scams, and that's when scammers can call customers pretending to be from their bank's fraud team. And also other banks, telcos, or well-known organisations. The caller may state that your account is being hacked and they are trying to help you protect your money. In some cases, people are being told to download remote access software and log into their internet banking. That is a big no-no. Remember, do not share personal or banking information, follow any instructions or transfer money. Legitimate bank staff will never ask you for your password or any SMS code, so they'll never ask you what your net codes are over the phone. If you receive a call like this, you should hang up and call your bank's contact centre on its 0800 number. So if they ring pretending to be from the bank, check your internet banking. Have they sent you like a notification to say this is the bank calling you? Scammers can't do that. All right?
Good one.
The next one that's still floating around and people lose a lot of money with is investment scams. And these can be tricky because scammers can be very convincing and they take their time to build trust with you. So it's not just going to be one phone call. They can use fancy ads, friendly voices, and take their time to convince you that the investment is genuine. They even go as far as creating fake investments that you can view and monitor online. But before you invest, look up reviews of the company, call its publicly listed number, and ask to talk to any person that you've been dealing with to ensure that they actually do work there. And check scam warnings on the Financial Markets Authority website. If you can, meet them in person at their offices to discuss the investment opportunity. And remember, if it seems too good to be true, it generally is. But still the most prolific scams are the phishing and smishing ones, which phishing refers to scams where the fake emails are being sent out in an attempt to trick you into sharing sensitive information such as card or online banking details, or smishing, which is similar to phishing but it sends you a text message as well. So they're still really common. We've seen them a lot. We see them a lot. You know, they come through on our phones. We block them and they, you know, use a different format the next day. So those are the most ones. And then lastly, the most another popular one that's floating around are still the romance scams.
Which one?
The romance scams.
Oh, yes.
Romance scams are on the increase. And in this situation, a scammer might send you a few messages and a really good-looking photo of themselves or someone they're claiming to be. And once you are charmed, they will start asking you to either send them money or sometimes even to receive money. So online relationships can be good, but they should never involve money. Once it involves money, we know that it's generally a scam. because they might even claim to have a very sick family member or a desperate situation where they need your help. And if you've built up that emotional attachment or relationship with them, it can be hard to see that it's a scam. But if they ever ask for money, then it's a scam. Never send your login details, money, or other personal information to people that you don't know or have not met in person. If you are unsure, speak to a close friend or family member or somebody that you trust before you send any money. And if you are still unsure, go and talk to your bank. We do see this sort of stuff all the time, so we will work with you to help you see that you're actually being scammed.
Right. Now, I got the impression from your context there that males send their photos. Does it also happen with females sending it to
Absolutely.
Males?
Absolutely. We've seen models from Ukraine that work for the Red Cross. We have seen all sorts.
Right.
Generally, they are good-looking mid-20s, but you never know.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, look, I've got the next one is stop-red flag. Are you able to make comment there, or have I caught you off hop?
No, that's fine. That's the same message that we spoke about earlier. So the check, you know, it's a three-step framework, really. So stop before you do anything, especially if it's come out of the blue. Check, you know, is it unexpected? Talk to someone that you can trust to actually check it with them before you do anything, and then reject. So
right.
Reject, you know, block it. Delete it.
Now, I know that you do cover a wide area. Can you just let our listeners know what area you do cover, since it's Hawke's Bay?
Yes, definitely. So I go as far up as Gisborne. I go to Wairoa once a month. So the first Wednesday of the month I am in Wairoa, and I'm available to help with anything, any banking concerns that people may have. And I go down to Waipukarau on the second Wednesday of the month. So I'm at the library down there between 10 and 12. And I do go across to Taupo at times too. So that's a bit of a, you know, a combined area, but just wherever I'm needed, really. But the main message is, if you think you've been scammed or you've got a concern, call your bank is probably the most important thing I can say, because they will help you.
Right, yeah. And my last question is, before we wind it up, what else can you advise our listeners?
Don't be embarrassed or ashamed. If you think you've been scammed, always report it. I think that's my main message, is report, report, report. Even if it's a little amount, you know, the banks take it seriously, the police take it seriously. We're trying to work together to fight frauds and scams in New Zealand. And by talking about it, by sharing our experiences, I think it helps to keep it front of mind for people, but also never be ashamed. Yeah, never feel embarrassed or ashamed, because, you know, all of us can become victims one way or another.
Right, yeah. All right. So on behalf of Grey Power Hastings and radio listeners, I hope you take this to heart and listen to what Diana has said. It's been well, good advice. So once again, Diana, thank you for sharing to our listeners how bad it is out there with scams. So once again, thank you.
You are so welcome.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.